The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Welcome. So excited to be live. I'm live this week. It's just so strange. I haven't been live in a long time. We are here this week with the amazing Crystal Crawford. We're going to be talking about flagrant badassery, trusting yourself with the creation of your whole life. I am so curious to see where we're going to go. Crystal is an amazing, also a creatress of magnitude, which just cracks me up every time I hear that. I just think it's so fun to just make shit up like that. And she's an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, just a brilliant creator, like a super dynamic being, great friend, playmate, all that great stuff. And I love chatting with her. We just always have super fun conversations and lots gets created. So I wonder where we're going to go today. Welcome, Crystal.
Thanks, Mama. Yeah, baby. So, gosh, where do we start with this beastie topic?
I know, right? We might be done in like 5 minutes. I
think. Yeah, just choose.
Yeah, exactly. Choose and move on. Keep going. Keep exactly. Choosing. Yeah. So yeah. What the hell is flagrant badassery anyway?
Well, you know what it was for me? I think, I don't know if you said it, and then I'm like, yes, that's the topic of the show. Because I was like, my life, the last 3 years especially, but probably my whole life, has really been created from this. Oh gosh, I don't know, from this space of like, nobody's going to invite me to do what I want to do. I have to just do it.
Yeah.
And you know, like in this reality, that's sort of arrogant and flagrant. And like, you know, you're supposed to, according to a lot of people, like consider other people's feelings and not step, you know, not step on people's toes and like make sure you consider the family, the good of every, you know, there's all this really heavy stuff around that. And what's generated my life just exploding into a million beautiful directions has been this whole thing. Like, if I was willing to lose anybody, if I was being totally myself, what would I choose? And and in a speed that a lot of people don't choose, you know?
Yeah.
Like breakneck speeds, you know, well, at a gallop, you know. So, because is there another way? I don't know. I don't think so.
If you want to be slow and pathetic and boring.
Totally. Which I'm really bad at. And every time I try to do that, like, it just doesn't work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Amen.
Amen. That's it. That's the whole show.
That's so, it. So there you choose. Go. Just choose really fast. It'll be fun. We promise.
Well, and I, you know, I've said this before, but like one of my biggest inspirations, especially for choosing in the way I'm choosing now, is you. And when I first met you, you know, you were the kind of the first person that introduced me to what choice can be like when you take your brain out of it and you just really do ask, what will my life be like in 5 years if I choose this thing? And if it's light, choose it. Even if you don't have the money, if it's not in your account yet, if it doesn't make any sense, like, you know, choosing from the space of awareness instead of the space of the proof of having what you think you've decided you need to make that choice. Oh, and it's badass.
Awesome. I love it.
chance.
Yeah, I mean, it really does require a level of just willingness to jump and willingness to fly. And I love the piece that you brought up of the willingness to lose. Mm-hmm. That really is, like, the more I look at that, that conversation has just been sort of, like, up, like, lately. And I just am always sort of like, okay, what, you know, is that, like, it's something that I always check in with myself about, basically, like, am I willing to lose everything? Because I know that if I'm not, I know that if there's anything in my life that I'm holding on to, I'm stopping myself for whatever that is. I know that now. And so I'm always checking in, like, okay, so, you know, am I willing to lose my kids? Am I willing to lose my relationship? Am I willing to lose my house? Am I willing, you know, money, my business, like all that stuff? Because it just is such a, when we have to consider, like, holding on to all of the things that we have so in our minds, you know, so, like, carefully crafted, it really, really stops what we can create. And there's such a freedom with that, like, and it doesn't, you know, the willingness to lose, a lot of people think you have to go and, like, be totally create havoc in your life and, like, kill everything, you know, but it's not actually, okay, now go and, like, end all your relationships, but it's just this, it's sort of this space of, like, am I still really choosing completely for me and what I know is possible and what I, based on what I know, mm-hmm. You know, and there's just this, and it, what's amazing is that all of our relationships and everything gets so much greater when we have that willingness.
Well, it's crazy. Like the willingness to lose, you think means you have to lose, but it's literally the willingness, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's something I sort of always had, well, up to Access Consciousness, I had a willingness to lose, but it came with a lot of guilt. Mm. So there was this, like, I was losing family and stuff. Like, my mom disowned me when I moved out to go to Bible school, which is crazy, but she had this point of view that, you know, that I needed to be with the family, and I had a point of view that I needed to create my life, and it took me, like, a year to get over that, and I don't know if I ever did, you know, so, like, prior to Access Consciousness tools, it took me a really, really long time, even though I chose beyond it anyway, and now I really get that whole thing of, like, everybody around me has choice, too.
Yeah.
And that's what I was really pulling out of the equation when I was choosing guilt and being, you know, feeling bad and everything. I wasn't acknowledging anybody else's reality as well. I was just like, well, I'm the only one with choice and I'm fucking everybody over. That was my basic view, you know, and I'm doing it anyway because I don't know another way to do it, but I'm going to feel bad about it for the rest of my life. Well, fine. If that's the price I have to pay, that was sort of where I functioned from. Wow. And now I really get, like, no, everybody else around me has choice too. And they have the choice to feel bad about my choices. And they have the choice to, like, disown me. And they have the choice to adore me. And they have the choice. They have all kinds of choices too. Mm-hmm. Now, right. I may not have a sense of what they're going to choose, you know, just based on knowing who they are. But even being willing to be an interesting point of view about what I think they're going to choose allows me more choice. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of people surprise me with what they choose, you know, where I will have had the decision or the conclusion that they'll react a certain way and you know, and I'll choose anyway, and they react really different. And so one of the other things I really started to get was, like, my choices actually open up space for everybody to have a different choice if they want it.
Yeah, that's so true. And what's interesting about that is that people don't, like, you might recognize that other people are choosing and have choice, but that might not actually be their point of view, which is when things can get really interesting.
Yeah. No, in fact, most people don't recognize that they have choice. Yeah. I mean, we're taught that we have feelings about things and we can get our feelings hurt and stepped on and that we can be abused. I mean, this is even a whole bigger conversation about that. And so, you know, when somebody does something and then you feel a certain way, then that means there's a problem in the relationship. And, like, I mean, there's all this stuff that we're taught about, you know, human interaction. And so from that point of view, it doesn't feel like you have a choice when you're having a feeling about somebody else's choice.
Right. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I would say this really, I mean, you just said the word feelings and it's been woven in so far. That's a huge piece of this conversation. I mean, really, like, and a lot of what you're being and the energies that you're bringing to this is, it's that it is the audacity to actually function beyond feelings that is part of this flagrant badassery. Because anytime that we go to like the intensity, like the feelings that are so valued in this reality and that keep us in these relational, you know, digitizations, like the relational, you know, computations of where people are in relation to us and all of that. There's such a limitation that is not very many people are willing to function beyond feelings.
I get it from a lot of different points of view, you know, like, I mean, one of the things we're taught is if you have no feelings, you're a sociopath. Mm-hmm. You know, like nobody wants to be a sociopath. They want to, a lot of the people, like, I know for me, I function from feelings because I care. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't told anything else. I had no tools. Right.
Yeah.
So having feelings, listening to people's feelings, understanding feelings, trying to get people's feelings, all the feelings stuff, right? Like that was what I was told made me a caring person. And I desired to be a caring person.
Yeah.
And what's crazy about that with all of this new information coming out, especially in Access around feelings, is that that actually traps you into no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so busy revolving your choices around somebody else's feelings that now you're in a no choice universe, and it's fine because you can suffer, you'll suck it up, right? You're strong enough. But once you start to like loosen the bonds of all of that shit and go, hey, gosh, what is beyond functioning from that? What is beyond functioning from not hurting somebody else's feelings? What's beyond functioning from they're going to hate me if I, like, that's when I started to get a lot of freedom of like, wow, you mean they have choice? You mean like feelings are what people use to control me? Holy, just that piece of information right there started with like, holy fuck, oh my God, my whole family does this, you know? And I, when I'm doing it in relationships, I'm doing that. Like, that's exactly what I'm doing. And then going, gosh, what else is possible here that I've never considered? Because if you can get beyond that, then you have total choice. Like, feelings aren't even a factor.
Totally. Yeah. It's amazing. And it's like there's such a jumping off the cliff with that.
Oh, totally.
And the willingness to be, you know, like seen as a sociopath. I mean, like really like seen as a robot and, you know, but the freedom that comes with it is, I mean, really, cause once you don't have like the binds of like the relationships and the, you know, the relational digitizations and the feelings and all that stuff that keeps us locked into this whole reality, then the space to create is massive. It's really like creation is this like wide open space of possibility. And this is, you know, part of this topic of this show is the, like trusting you with the creation of your whole life and trusting you and trusting what you know. And it doesn't mean that you don't have people in your life or that you don't care about other people. All of that becomes greater when you don't get locked into the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions that are really like the lower harmonics, as we say, in Access, of what it is to be an infinite being with being, knowing, perceiving, receiving, like creating from awareness, functioning from awareness. There's such greater possibility available when we're willing to have the flagrant badassery to choose that.
Yeah. And be willing to be judged as just anything. Like I get judged as arrogant and I get judged as, you know, bitchy and I think as we're becoming more of us and choosing what really works, like I know for me, like I get, and then I get judged as all kinds of other positive things too. Right. But, you know, my family doesn't understand me. they don't get me. They don't get how my life works. They don't get my points of view. And, you know, our mother is a central top for all of us right now, who, you know, my mom chooses a lot of insanity and crazy choices, and she's on medications and she's really kind of losing her mind. And, you know, my siblings have one set of points of view about that, and I have a very different one. And for a long time, I would squash my points of view or my take on the situation in favor of theirs. And because I know that mine's not popular, you know, and and this last time when my sister came around on an email and she was like, oh, our mother, and she needs all this drama, I was like, you know what? I just chose something different that I hadn't chosen before. And I really just, I shared a bit about where I'm coming from and just really said, hey, you know what? I don't think I'm the one that's going to be helping you in this project because I'm coming from a very different place. But if, you know, I'm in total support of you guys. And if there's anything else I can contribute, let me know. But I chose different. And it, you know, it took me out of that loop. And now they're doing all this other stuff without me. But that used to mean, in my world, that used to mean that I was a bad daughter or I was a bad sister. And it just doesn't mean that anymore. Even if they have that point of view, it doesn't mean that about me in my world.
Right.
And that's, right? Like, it's like, okay, I see that they have that point of view. I'm totally cool with it. And it doesn't have any charge for me because I know what I know.
Yeah.
And that's the topic. That's the trusting yourself with the creation of your life. That's trusting me with my choices, and not because they're right or wrong. Like, I don't know that I made the right choice with my mom thing, but it doesn't matter because in that moment I made the choice that works for me.
Yeah.
And that is what I trust. That's what I've been starting to follow more dynamically. And, you know, and that means other people are going to have feelings about it, and other people are going to have opinions about it, and they're probably going to let you know, especially if they're your family.
All right.
You know, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it is actually how people that function from feelings and like in this reality's constructs of relationship, it's how people control each other, you know, which is a whole other topic. But maybe we'll talk about that after the break, or maybe we won't. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, there is so much, like, I've realized since playing with access consciousness, like, how much relationships really are for so many people about controlling each other, and what's like how that also stops creation and what we can actually have as our lives and what's possible when we go beyond that is pretty miraculous, really. And an invitation, not just about like, hey, fuck you, everybody, I'm going to do this anyway, but actually an invitation to something really different, like a space of freedom and possibility that anybody can also choose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we are at our first break. There's like 8 million more things I want to ask you. So we'll do that when we get back. So you are listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols here this week with Crystal Crawford, and we will be back in a moment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we are here this week talking with Crystal Crawford about flagrant badassery and trusting yourself with the creation of your whole life. And I love that, like, the creation of your whole life. There's such an energy there. Let's play with that. What you got about that? What you got to say?
So much. Okay. So I think when that title popped in, I was like, there's been a lot of my life where I would create part of it. And a lot of my creation or whatever would revolve around money or making more money or, you know, money. But lately there's been this, I don't know when the shift happened, but there's been this real shift into like every single day that I wake up, I'm in my life. That sounds really basic, but it's not. Like, I wake up and I'm laying on sheets in a bed, in a house, in a location in the world. And all of these little tiny things that make up my day, the thing that I brush my teeth with, the things I put on my face, the stuff I put in my hair, the way my nails look, all of these little tiny things that could be not paid attention to are a part of this experience I'm choosing on this planet. And the more aware I get, the more I've been pulling a lot of energy every single day, basically get up twice a day and I lead two energy pulls. And so the more I do that, the more aware I am of every little thing, you know, the more aware I am of the clothes I put on my body and the things I put in my mouth and the thing that I drive. And so I have been, as I'm getting more aware of all of this, really been getting more conscious of, is what I'm choosing right now really what I desire to be choosing right now? Mm-hmm. You know, is what I'm choosing to sleep on really what I desire to be sleeping on, or would I actually like sheets that are softer? Is the house that I'm living in really the house I want to be living in, or do I desire something else, and what is that going to take? And are the people that I have in my life truly the people that I like to have in my life? And if not, what else can I choose? And really, bringing the light of awareness to like every single facet of my life, because this life is the thing that I'm having right now, and I'm choosing what I'm having. And if I'm unconsciously choosing it, then it's kind of, I'm thinking it's happening to me. But as I've been getting more aware, I'm like, no, my life doesn't happen to me. I create it. And I either create it unconsciously or I create it really consciously. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm going to create it consciously, what do I consciously want to be choosing all the time, right? Like, because we choose in every microsecond, and we choose whether or not we're falling apart in that moment or whether or not we're happy in that moment. And we choose what screen we're looking at. It's just constant choice.
Yeah. Whether we know it or not.
And so whether we know it or not. And so bringing more awareness to all of my choices and the fact that I'm constantly choosing has really created a different space for me of like, okay, so, and I love the question that Dane here just gave us in the Joy of Orgasmic Living class, which is, if I was functioning from the space of the joy of orgasmic living, what would my body and I choose? Mm-hmm. If I were functioning from the space of the joy orgasmic living, what would my body and I choose? And it was so cool when you said that question, because I'm like, oh, I've been asking that question without those words for quite a while now. And it's been giving me so much awareness. Yeah. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And so everything in my life now is getting more beautiful because I'm choosing as that space.
Yeah.
Like, instead of choosing from, like, if I was functioning from the space of survival, what would I choose? Right? Which is really the question I was being before.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the question to give me more awareness of, like, gosh, what would I choose if I were functioning from the joy of orgasmic living with work or with business or with food or with my lover? Or it changes everything.
Yeah.
And again, it takes me into that space of, like, I'm going to be choosing some things that other people are going to judge. Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we, you know, for me, it's like, I just have many times with different areas of life just gotten to a point where it was like, am I actually going to make other people's judgments and discomfort
relevant?
And yeah, like, more important than the life that I would actually like to have? Cause that's really a lot of what it boils down to, you know, is, you know, what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to show up, what you're supposed to be for other people, the level to which you're not allowed to make other people uncomfortable with what you're choosing, like, all of that, you know, becomes this, like, you start to see how much, oh my gosh, I've created my whole life making this more valuable, vital, and real, and relevant, and all of that, than, like, the orgasmic living that I know is possible, the joy of my life that I know is possible. And so, and also just recognizing, like, when we do, because the choice conversation is such a tricky one for people to really start to get. Like, I know a lot of people are like, well, you don't choose to get sick and you don't choose to die. And, like, it's sort of hard to grok in a way for people. And the way I always look at it is, like, if we have the point of view that we're put into any situation, like a negative quote unquote situation, like poverty or sickness or illness or whatever, if we have the point of view that we're actually, like, not, we don't have any choice in it, and we're literally, like, put into that situation, then we will also have the point of view that we cannot get ourselves out of it. Like, it's this total victim stance. It's like, so if your point of view is that you didn't choose whatever crappy situation your life might be or have been, then that is also the same point of view that you can't actually change it. Once you start to recognize, wow, I actually did choose this. Okay, cool. If I chose this, then I actually can choose anything. And then it just becomes, well, what would you like to choose? Because you can actually choose anything if you're willing to be a flagrant badass.
And, you know, I love the word flagrant, because the definition is, like, in your face. It's like,
yeah, totally.
I am in your face with how badass I am and the fact that I can choose anything, and I can choose beyond your point of view about me and your judgment of me. And it's not even in resistance to what you're aware of, because I think that's what stops a lot of us, or what I let stop me for a long time, was my perception of other people's judgment.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I perceive it and it's like, yeah, dude, judge away. Like, I'm being this and hi. Hi.
Well, and also, like, yeah, exactly. You can actually have it too. Like, that's the thing, is that sometimes, like, I know Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, he, like, his whole, everything he chooses and does and bees is, it's to create more consciousness. And a lot of the time he's aware that it's actually, like, putting people into question that starts to create more.
Right.
And a lot of times when you put people into question by what you're choosing and what you're creating, a lot of times there's a level of discomfort in their world that comes with that, you know, where you're like, yes, I am being, I'm doing, I'm, like, being flagrantly badass or whatever. But
he's buying castles, like, that is
playing. Right. And people are like, you can't fucking do that. You're not allowed to do that.
He's like, watch me, watch me. Mm-hmm.
Watch me, and what would you actually like to choose? Like, I dare
totally.
You to choose this. I dare you to choose, like, the castle. This,
yes.
The castle. You're, like, what's true for you, you know?
Yeah, I dare you to out-create me. Try it. Do it. Out-create me.
Yeah. And there's such a, like, then there's the game of leapfrog that shows up when we're actually, you know, when we have that as a choice. you know, of just like where we get to actually like be inspired by other people that are choosing big and creating big and like willing to use the tool of choice as dynamically as it is available to us, and then go, wow, look at what you're creating. Like, I'm going to have that, and I'm going to like include everything that I be, and I'm going to create like include all of those energies and create more. And then it's like this amazing game of out creation all the time that you can play with people. It's all about contribution and creating more rather than like making people feel diminished because you're creating something great.
Well, and I definitely had the point of view for a long time that if I was as bright and shiny as I knew I was inside, that I would make people feel less. I functioned from that point of view. And I mean, I came into this world and I have this like super cute face and, you know, I had this cute little body. And so like, I came in as a pretty girl, only I was super nerdy and quiet. So I was also smart and I was musical. So I kind of had all these things going for me that, you know, super popular kids could make fun of and make me feel less for in school. And then growing up, I discovered I was like, then I got into like dating and stuff, and so really discovered I was pretty. And so I always had this complex that I chose to have this complex where it was like, I always received a lot of energies from a lot of other girls that they either hated me for being prettier than them or they really wanted to be me. And I had to just sort of dress myself down so that they didn't feel less. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I remember a whole period of time in my second marriage where I stopped wearing makeup. I was in landscaping. I was outdoors girl, which is fine. It wasn't wrong. But I intentionally chose to not dress myself up so that other people wouldn't feel bad. And when I got into Access Consciousness and that started to change and I started to go to classes, big classes, and I started like dressing up and then I started to perceive how that made other people feel. There was that similar like feeling of wanting to be less. And so I tried that for a while, but I kept going to classes and I kept choosing. And I started really seeing that the people that I was inspired by never turned themselves down. The people that I was inspired by, like, just were themselves full out all the time. And I was like, huh, I want to be that in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to be that in the world, I've just got to stop apologizing for everything that I think everybody else is going to feel bad about. And as I started to, like, do that and choose that, it actually was the reverse that occurred. Mm-hmm. It was the reverse of like, you know, it was like everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. Nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. You know, so the reverse happened actually, which was that all of these people came out of the woodwork of like, you are so inspiring to me. And I'm like, mm-hmm. cool, because I'm just going to turn that shit up because that's what works for me. And that's
a lot more fun.
It's so much more fun. Like, you know, there's no hold back in it. The hold back is no fun anyway.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everybody gets to be inspired. How cool is that?
Yeah, truly, truly. And, you know, people will choose it or not. Totally. But you get to create what you would like to create regardless.
Exactly.
Yeah. It sounds like that we have somebody on the line with a question. Alex from Vancouver.
It's not
are you there?
It's me, Alex. Hi, Heather.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Hi, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, honey?
I'm not going to ask Crystal because he will be a little bit rough on me, I'm afraid. I'm going to ask you, Heather.
What am I? I'm the good cop? Is that what you... Yeah, you're a good cop. I'm a bad cop, for sure.
Okay. In my head, I think I'm ready to outcreate this reality, but I'm stopping myself all the time. How can I unstop myself and stop creating?
Stop that shit.
What did you say, Heather?
I said, stop that shit.
Exactly.
Stop stopping you.
That's what I say to him all the time.
Oh, see, you thought I was going to be nice.
I knew that. I knew Chris was going to jump in. Yeah.
He's like, I didn't like Crystal's answer, so I want to ask you.
Yeah. Heather just says it with a little more cushion, but it's the same answer.
I mean, you know, it's interesting because I always say to like stop it to me is the most advanced tool in Access. You got to be willing to just turn on a dime in the face of your own poo pile and just go,
why the fuck would I do this again? I'm going to turn around and walk toward the rainbow, you know, or whatever. Like, I'm going to actually choose something that's going to work here, which is getting out of this, the shit of my mind and my judgments and all of that, and actually creating, you know, choosing a different reality. You know, a lot of times there's like great clearings that we can run. And because if there's stuff that you're like, have that you're like, I can't actually choose this, you know, you know, doing clearings is great. And I know that, I mean, it sounds like you've had this conversation a few times. So
only 25, 30 times.
I'm going to be a little bit psychic here. that I know when people ask me the same question over and over, the answer is choice. Basically, there isn't really a, like, it's not, I don't get that this is like, oh, let's clear this one thing that's stopping you. It's like, no, fucking choose, baby. Come on. Bring it on, Alex. Bring it on.
I saw many people hanging on me, with me.
What's that?
Holding me. I have parents. I don't mention I have a wife. I need to take care of them and shit like that.
Right. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
And do you want to listen to your own?
Crystal. Heather, I was thinking it would be easier than Crystal.
I know. Do you know that right after this, I'm doing a telecall called Make Change Your Bitch? So you probably called the wrong person today. I might appear to be soft and gentle, but
she's not. She's a badass. I'm not.
Ask anybody that's ever taken a class with me. I've kicked their asses.
But that's the thing about like having the story that you can be stopped at all is the biggest lie you can tell yourself. Because the only person that can stop you is you. And the only way to get over that is to choose something else. That's it. There is no magic pill. Yeah. There's no magic clearing. There's no nothing. It's literally choice. Yeah. And, you know, it's any choice in any direction that gets the momentum going, that starts the energy moving, that just creates more awareness. Like, 'cause choice creates awareness.
Yeah.
So,
and you can't have the awareness choice you make is going to choose. You, like the awareness of where else, what else you could choose and where else you could go and what else you could create and what you can receive. It isn't actually available to you until you choose. It's sort of like the physics of choice, you know, mm-hmm. is such that choice actually does really have to come first. So, so I dare you to choose to a degree that makes you really fucking uncomfortable today, Mr. Alex. Make yourself quake in your own boots, even though it's summertime and you're probably not wearing boots.
Say it again.
I just said make yourself quake in your own boots with your choice, like with your flagrant badassery, you know? Make people uncomfortable, including you, with what you choose.
Yeah, like what would it take to be willing to make your family even more uncomfortable?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, cool. Turn it up. Turn it up. We're at our next break, so we're going to pause. But thanks for calling, Alex.
Thank you. I was hoping for magic pill, so clearing.
We just gave it to you. It's called choice. And if you don't want to do choice, then do stop it, which is kind of like choice with a little bit of a whip. All right. So we will be back momentarily for who knows what else will show up, I wonder.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness. a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. That was a fun little banter before the break. We were just chatting at the break, and I just got a text from somebody, too. An interesting, perfect timing of, what happens? Like, similar kind of question of, like, I'm using the tools, I'm asking the questions. What happens when nothing changes, when things don't change? Miss Crystal, what you got to say about that?
I'm always a little bit freakishly excited and scared simultaneously for these words to come out of my mouth when I get this question, because I know that my answer is going to be a little abrasive to some people, but this is one topic that sort of gets me rolling pretty quick in terms of like pulling out my potency and answer. Let me tell you why. So the thing is that tools work. Period. Now, when you aren't actually asking a question and when you don't truly desire change, then they appear not to work. But your point of view creates your reality. So when here's something that I always look at. It's like when there is something, let me just see if I can give an example. When I'm in a class and a lot of other people are like, oh my God, this class, and this is so much change, and there's so much stuff going on, and this so much change. And I'm sort of having a meh experience. I always look at, is there anything that I'm not getting? Is there anything that I could be doing more of? Is there anything that I could be changing to have more of what they're having? So I sort of always go there first. And so what I look at with these tools is like, there are so many people around me that use these tools and have created more money and have created more happiness and created more of everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, these tools work. Yeah. And I remember, like, there have been so many times in my financial reality where I've gone to being super pathetic, meaning I would get myself down to almost no cash and then spend a few weeks there, like, feeling really bad for myself and sorry for myself. And, like, nobody understood me. And, like, these tools didn't work and they worked for everybody else but me. And then I'd have a moment where I was so bored with me. And I would just change it and I would start choosing something else. And then all of a sudden the tools worked.
Demand, perhaps?
Yeah, exactly. So that gave me so much information about my point of view, creating my reality, which is, you know, in those moments where I was choosing that the tools don't work, it was the moments where I really needed, for whatever fucked up reason, to be pathetic, to be less, to be a victim. victim, to be at the effect of my life, instead of actually taking up the power and the potency that I truly am and going, fuck that, I'm changing this, I don't give a fuck what it takes, and being that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I would look at with any time you hear yourself saying these tools don't work, is like, is it the tools that don't work, or am I really not desiring any change right now?
Yep. Yeah. And because it's like sometimes we think we're asking for something, but we're not actually asking for it, or we're not willing to choose what would be required in order to have the change happen. And none of that's wrong, you know, but it's like we've got, so it's like getting into the allowance of, okay, cool. So things aren't changing. So do I really desire the change that I'm asking for? Or is there a way that I'm getting in my way, or somebody that I'm holding myself back for? Just sort of looking at, you know, taking stock of like what else is required here. It's huge. And those are always the places where the times in my life when I've been at the place in a way of like, I'm asking for change and it's not happening, have been some of the greatest gifts, because I've had to actually really look and go, okay, what am I really not willing to be here? What am I really not willing to do here? That if I was, and this is a clearing that I love, that if I was willing to be or do it, would allow me to have everything I've been asking for and beyond with total ease. And everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, hot pod shirts, whiz me ons. And because it's like either you don't truly desire it, or there's something that you're not willing to choose and something that you're not willing to be. And there's nothing wrong. There's not a problem. It's like, cool, then what do I actually desire, or what can I be and what can I do that would allow me to change this? And then this huge, like, so much possibility opens up if I'm willing to have those conversations with myself.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this is another piece of flagrant badassery, is like, it's like the willingness to be super honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and that willingness to be super honest with me has given me so much awareness, and it's given me back me and my capacity to choose beyond it. Because when you're like, I've noticed this in my own life, like when I'm blaming no change, or I'm blaming something on somebody else, like I'm blaming the stupid website that doesn't work well, or I'm blaming these tools that don't work, or I'm blaming anything else, you know, it's my house, it's my car, it's my, you know, there's actually a part of my world that I'm not really willing to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I know that about myself. So,
yeah,
you know, so when I'm doing that now, it's a big flag going, oh, okay, there's something I'm not really wanting to, I'm not actually really wanting to be possibility here. I really don't want to ask what else is possible. I actually don't want to have the power and potency that I actually am, because if I claimed, owned, and acknowledged that, then everything would change quickly, and that wouldn't be as fun as suffering here.
Yeah, you know? I have to let go of my story or my life. It's actually like astounding, really, to see, like, when I've looked at this for myself and also with people that I work with, it's like, it's so easy to talk the talk of like, I'd love to have more ease, I'd love to have more money, I'd love to have more freedom. But choosing it is actually flagrant badassery. Like, this reality is about keeping you in a box of work, effort, suffering, and struggle. And when you are willing to go beyond that and be like, yes, I have a really easy life, I have lots of fun, I'm really happy, I love my body, I have money, my business is thriving, I have a great, like, all these things. It's like, that is the thing that brings the tons of judgment flooding into your world, and the envy, and the good and the bad judgment, which a lot of times people actually, like, I realized how much I resisted being adored and worshiped. And like, I'm like, if you judge me negatively, that's almost easier for me than actually having somebody put me up on a pedestal. So we resist all kinds of crazy shit with our silly little minds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always know even what that is until we start really looking at it. And then it can actually change. And you know, the thing that you were saying about the people around you, that like, it's like the tools work. Like I look at the people around me, like there's a lot of people that have used these tools, like more, longer, whatever, that yeah. have created a ton. And that's actually something that I've been playing a lot with lately is I look at, like, to me, I love watching, you know, how Gary Douglas creates mm-hmm. and Simone Milicis and the people that I really have learned a lot from. Like, what are the points of view that they have and don't have, you know, about money, about creation, about business, about all the things that I'm asking for more of. And, or, you know, if it's about relationships or whatever you're asking for, like, look at the people around you that have really created something brilliant. What are they willing to choose? What are they willing to be? And when I look at that, and it's like, I just look, you know, sort of like peer into like Gary's world about money has been really interesting for me lately to just sort of study that in a way of like, how does he actually function with money? And what if I had that little judgment of money and me in regards to money and willingness to be seen as greedy and all that stuff that he has. And not that I need to like mimic him or be him or be like him, but it's just an invitation for me to go, where am I not choosing, you know, mm-hmm. and how quickly could I be adding to my life? How, like I look at Simone, who's the coordinator of Access Consciousness. I've done lots of work with her. She's a Joy Business founder and I'm a Joy Business facilitator. And so she's, you know, taken lots of classes with her and sessions and work with her and all that. And I just like, she's willing to choose so fast. Like the speed with which she chooses and creates things is like, holy fuck, you know? And I look at that and I go, I could do that too. Like I can have that too. I don't have to have it. I don't have to mimic her. But like, where am I slowing myself down? Like, where have I decided that I only get to have three choices in a day instead of every 10 seconds, I get to choose something fabulous and phenomenal that's totally beyond anything I've ever thought I could choose. And so, and it's really with the point of view that like, nobody's greater than me. People just use the tools more dynamically, or they choose more, or they're willing to be more. So, all right, I want to show up then more for myself and what I'm creating here.
Yeah, and one of the things I do with like somebody that comes and says, well, these things don't work, and I'm like, okay, so what you're telling me by saying that is that these tools work for every single other person on the planet except for you? Mm. Because what that does is it sort of puts into bas-relief, like it puts makes it really obvious what you're actually saying. And some of the stuff that we say to ourselves, when you start to look at what you're really saying underneath, that's what starts to give you an awareness of yourself and going, well, yeah, I guess that is what I'm saying. I guess I am saying that I must be the only person on the planet that these tools are broken for.
Yeah.
Which when you start to look at that is crazy.
Yeah.
And not that to make you crazy, it's like, no, that is actually crazy. Like, that can't possibly be true.
Yeah.
And what else could be true that I've never considered, you know? And I mean, I get it, because I have to overcome everything to make money, to have ease. Well, I didn't even have ease in my vocabulary. I don't even know what that was. But like, I basically have to overcome everything. Like, that was my basic point of view. I got that from my family. I adopted it myself. I created my life from that. So when you create your life from an underlying point of view that you don't acknowledge, mm-hmm. that flavors everything. Mm-hmm. It flavors everything.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you hear yourself saying something like these tools don't work, if you're brave enough and willing to be honest enough with yourself, you can start to look and go, is that true? Yeah. Or is there something else going on here that I could actually begin to acknowledge that would start to give me more freedom?
Yeah.
Because what you do with that, like what we do with that when we say that stuff is we totally disavow ourselves.
Yeah.
Like you totally kill and perpetrate like abuse on yourself with that because you're taking yourself completely out of the seat of your life. Like you're basically looking at yourself going, you're a fucked up shitty creator.
Yeah.
Like, you know? And you're not even actually acknowledging you're a creator, but I mean like just like total disavowing of you with that.
Yeah.
And it's no acknowledgement of how potent you are and how powerful you are and how magical you are and how great you actually are. You're pathetic, weak, and lifeless. And I mean, you guys, this is where you really start to have to look at like, hey, what's light? Is it light for you? Yeah. That true for you that you're pathetic, weak, and lifeless? Or is it light and invigorating and full of energy to look at and potent, powerful, and great beyond measure.
Yeah, totally. Well, on that note, we have about just under a minute left, and holy crap, I love this conversation. I always love chatting with you. So grateful for you.
I'm so grateful for you.
And if people want more crystal, where can they go?
Probably the best thing to do is go to Facebook and follow me on Facebook, because I'm very sporadic and chaotic with what I create. And also you can go to crystaljoycrawford.com. My first name is a little different, C-H. RISTEL joycrawford.com. And and that's the only email list, and I'll keep it in the loop.
Awesome. Thank you so much. What an awesome chat. And go forth and be flagrant badasses, everybody.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.